I'd like to give you a couple of examples of something that might prove to be very encouraging to you from two ends of the spectrum that we find in human behavior. It's hard for some people to take a lesser role, to do that work behind the scenes. There's a good example of that in nature. Something called polyps are constructing the coral reefs, and they work way under the water, never dreaming they're building the foundation of a new island. And that island, on one day, there's going to be plants and animals and maybe people living there, people born of God and fitted even for eternal glory, as joint heirs with Christ. And see, if your place in God's ranks may be hidden from you, might be a secluded position, but my friend, don't murmur about it. Don't complain. Don't seek to get out of God's will. Because if He has sovereignly and divinely placed you there, and remember this, without polyps serving as a foundation, the coral reefs themselves would never be built. God needs some of us who are willing to be spiritual polyps and to work outside the sight of men, but sustained, here's the important part, by the Holy Ghost and in full view of heaven. And think about it, the day is going to come when Jesus will have that opportunity to say to you, to say to me, well done, my good and faithful servant. And you know what? He's going to give out the rewards. And He makes no mistakes, my friend. Although some people may wonder how you came to merit such a reward because maybe they've never heard of you before. But remember this, He's heard of you. And then at the other end of the spectrum, we find people that resent people who seem to gain the greater view or have that public persona. When Abraham Lincoln was campaigning for the presidency, one of his arch enemies was Edon McMaster Stanton. Stanton hated Lincoln. He was jealous of Lincoln. He used every ounce of his energy to degrade Lincoln in the eyes of the public, often using the most bitter diatribes in an attempt to embarrass him. But let's see how Abraham Lincoln handled such treatment. In the process of choosing his cabinet after his election, Lincoln selected various members and then faced a decision about the important post of Secretary of War. You know what? That's right, he chose Stanton. And the president's inner circle erupted in an uproar when they heard his choice. Numerous advisors came to Lincoln saying, Mr. President, you're making a mistake. Are you familiar with all the ugly things that he has said about you? He's your enemy. He'll sabotage your programs. We can gain great wisdom from what Lincoln said. Yes, I know Mr. Stanton, but I find that he's the best man for the job. And as Secretary of War, you know what happened? Stanton gave invaluable service to his nation and to his president. And after Lincoln was assassinated, many laudable statements were made about Abraham Lincoln, but the words of Stanton remain among the greatest. Standing near Lincoln's coffin, Stanton called Lincoln one of the greatest men who ever lived and said, he now belongs to the ages. And so, my friend, if you feel that you are in the shadows today, be faithful in what you're doing. Remember, Jesus will one day hand out the rewards, and He does not make mistakes. And if you have a bitterness or somebody has a bitterness to you, remember this, the bridge that you burn now may be the one that you later have to cross. Romans 12:18 says it so well, if it be possible, as much as lies with you, live peaceably with all men. My friend, do it unto the Lord. He never makes mistakes. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would do all things peacefully, as far as it's possible with us, that we wouldn't burn bridges, and that we wouldn't resent the small things that you call us to do, knowing that if we are faithful in the small, you'll make us ruler over much. That's your promise to us. And we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. Amen.